愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
今天晚上我们要学习的题目是平静的力量。
Our topic this evening is the power of stillness.
最近在打世界杯。
And recently with the World Cup is going on.
喜欢看足球的人呢、啊，都会看到那些球员在比赛场上奔跑，用非常大的力量去踢球。
Those who love soccer will be following the games, and they would see the players, putting all their effort, during the game.
当然跑得快。那球踢得准，就是一种力量的表现。
And if the player is a fast runner and very good at scoring goals, then that is a their performance of their strength.
还有每一次有进球的时候，那个观众啊都呐喊来给赛比赛来打气。
And each time that there was a goal, the spectators would be shouting and cheering.
好像充满了力量。
It's as if the entire stadium is filled with strength.
但是当我们仔细来想，
But if you do recall,
力量真正的表现是在哪里？
Where do we show our genuine strength?
是不是就很大声，跑很快，肌肉很发达，就是力量？
The strength represents that you are a fast runner, you can lift heavy weights.
那个只是外在的力量。
That is just an external showing of strength.
往往啊，在安静里面呢、啊，也酝酿的非常大的力量。
Most often, you can also find strength in stillness.
譬如说啊，一个水库，一个大水库啊。
For example, a giant reservoir.
你去水库的时候，看到那个水很平静。
If you go to a reservoir, you will see that the water is very still.
好像没有什么力量。
As if there's no strength in the water.
但是当那个闸口打开了。
But once the gates are opened.
那个水可以以千军万马、万马奔腾的姿态啊涌出来。
The water will be gushing through the gates.
啊，没有东西可以挡住它。
Nothing can stop it.
你看那个高压电、高压电缆。
If you take a look at the power poles,
尤其是那种高压的 high voltage 的
especially for the high voltage ones.
表面看来，它都没有什么东西在里面。
On the surface, it's very quiet.
到底有电没电你也看不出来。
You can't see whether electricity is running through them.
但是其实它里面蕴藏着非常大的力量。
But in fact, in it contains high voltages.
所以我们不要被外在骗了。
So let us not be deceived by an outer appearance.
力量不单只是在外面。很跑得很快，讲话很大声，肌肉很发达，这样子表现。
And power can not only be shown externally by one running fast or one lifting heavy weights.
更有力量的是属灵的力量。
And what is more powerful is a spiritual strength.
是可以安静下来。
It can be revealed through stillness.
我们看诗篇四十六篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 46.
第十节。
Psalms 46 verse 10.
诗篇四十六篇的第十节。
Psalms 46 verse 10.
这里说：“你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。”
Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
这里中文圣经应该翻成：“你们要安静，或是静下来，平静。”
And here it says that we have to be still or be quiet.
就是不要动。
That is, don't move.
这种不要动，不是只是坐着不动。
Don't move doesn't mean that you sit there and do nothing.
而是灵里面的安静。
Rather, it's a stillness of your spirit.
为什么神要我们学习灵里面要安静？
Why is it that God wants us to be still in our spirit?
哦，我们来举出几个原因啊，下一页。
Let's raise a few examples.
原来这个人灵里面能够安静下来，他是隐藏着巨大的力量。
Because in stillness, one finds great power.
如果一个人静不下来啊
，If a person cannot calm down,
他其实没有力量。
That person has no power.
很烦躁。
There will be frustration.
或者是呢，一直要找事情做，没有办法坐下来。
Or the person has to keep looking for things to do because he or she cannot calm down.
坐下来。不能坐下来安静，一定要玩手机，一定要跟人家讲话。
Or they cannot sit still; they have to do something. For example, play with their cell phones.
没有办法安静下来。
A person cannot calm down.
这种人是没有属灵的力量。
These people have no spiritual power.
但是往往我们就是这样，静不下来。
But that is often the state that we find ourselves in.
最近我们在读诗篇的进度。
Recently, we have been reading the book of Psalms.
从四十六篇，我们可以看到为什么灵里面我们要安静。
From Psalms 46, we understand why we need to be still in our spirit.
因为这里有三个原因呢。
There are three reasons here.
第一呢，只要我们真正的灵里安静，才能够真正的认识神。
It says here that only when we are still that we can know the true God.
刚刚我们读了第十节。
Earlier we read verse 10.
就说你要安静，要知道我是神。
says, "Be still and know that I am God."
这句话 是神讲的, 神透过诗人讲的,
These are words of God spoken through the psalmist.
就是说你要认识神, 你一定要灵里面要安静下来,
That is, if you want to know God, you have to be still in your spirit.
真正要去追求认识他,
to truly understand and know God.
你可能说, 我早就认识神了, 我信了那么久了,
you may say that I already know God, I have been a follower for so many years.
其实你并不是真正认识神,
in fact, you don't truly know God.
有时候我们认识神很浅,
For example, you only know God superficially.
啊, 信神会有恩典,
you believe in God, you will have grace.
多做圣工就多祝福,
if you do the holy work, you will receive more blessings.
你就只认识这些而已吗?
That is all you know.
你认识神的旨意吗?
Do you know the will of God?
你认识神要你做什么?
Do you know what God wants you to do?
你不安静下来, 你不可能真正去认识神。
If you do not calm down and be still, you will never understand God.
再来刚刚读的第十节说, 要认识神, 安静,
It says here in verse 10, Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. That is, if the people of God cannot calm themselves down in spirit,
里面很烦躁, 很鼓噪,
they feel frustration, they feel anxieties,
一直讲话, 一直在动,
they keep talking, they keep moving,
他做出来的动作不会荣耀神,
then their actions would not glorify God.
那个教会也是一样,
same for the church.
如果一个教会里面的信徒不懂得灵里面要静下来,
if members of a church do not understand that they have to be calm and still in the spirit,
那个教会的圣工不会推展,
then the work of the church will not prosper.
不会荣耀神的,
the church will not glorify God.
自己个人也是一样,
and same for us individually.
你常常做事情都是很冲动,
if you are rash in making your decisions,
凭着血气,
that is through flesh,
凭着自己的欲望,
through your desires,
你怎么会荣耀神呢?
How would you glorify God?
往往做出来的决定都是错的,
most often the decisions we came to would be wrong.
就是因为做决定之前就不安静,
this is because we haven't calm ourselves down before we make our decisions.
做决定当中也不安静,
and we haven't calm ourselves during the process of making a decision.
那做了错误的决定之后, 你心里更不安静,
and after we have made the wrong decision, our heart could never calm down.
再来, 这里说, 在我们灵里面安静, 才能够看见神的作为啊。
And it says here that only when we have calm ourselves down that we can see the works of God.
啊, 第八节, 46篇的第八节啊,
verse 8 of chapter 46. Come, behold the works of the Lord who has made desolations in the earth.
所以你看啊, 安静下来, 你才看到, 诶, 神在动工啊。
Only when you have calmed yourself down do you will see the work of God.
你会看见神的作为。
You will see and behold the works of the Lord.
神在替你工作了, 神在替你动工了, 你担心什么?
God is working on your behalf, so what is there to worry?
有时候我们拼命在做工, 但是神不动工。
Sometimes we put in best efforts to work for God, but God did not move.
你就浪费气力。
You're merely wasting your energy.
所以我们一定要灵里面
And therefore, we should first calm ourselves down in the spirit.
那我们来看第一节,
Let's read verse 1.
46篇的第一节,
Psalms 46, verse 1.
请读,
1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
这里告诉我们神是我们的三样的东西来形容神。
Here, the psalmist has used three things to describe God.
我们来注意啊, 读诗篇的时候, 要好好仔细地去反复地推敲来思考。
And just pay attention when you're reading the book of Psalms, you have to put in some effort to try to understand the Psalms.
每个字, 你就想诗人为什么用这个字来形容?
Every verb, every noun that the or every description that the psalmist used, you have to think about why he or she is using such a word.
第一个字就是避难所。
The first word that the psalmist used is refuge.
怎么叫避难所?
What is a refuge?
你遇到困难的时候可以躲的地方啊。
In terms of trouble, you can hide from your troubles.
有些时候我们形容了, 哎呀, 很想找一个洞, 把自己藏起来, 躲进去啊。
Very often we say to ourselves, I wish that we can find a hole to hide in.
有时候遇到困难, 你真的是很想躲起来。
And sometimes when I encounter problems, really the first thing you want to do is hide.
但是你哪里都不要躲了。
But hide no more.
只躲在神里面。
Only hide in the Lord.
如果你遇到困难, 危险, 你只能躲在神里面才有帮助。
When you encounter problems, you can only hide in the Lord because He can give you strength.
所以诗人说, 神是我们的避难所。
That is why the psalmist here says that God is our refuge.
平常都要住在神里面的, 但是你遇到困难, 更要躲在神里面。
We should be living, or we should be abiding with God in our normal times, and in times of troubles, we should furthermore be in the Lord.
平常亲近神,
Ordinarily, we should draw close to God, but in times of problems, we should draw even closer.
平常要祷告，遇到困难的时候，你更要加倍祷告。
Ordinarily, we should pray to God, but in times of problems and troubles, we should pray even more.
禁止祷告。
Fast and pray.
这个就是把神当避难所。
That is how you have seen God as your refuge.
那第二个字，诗人说神是我的力量。
A second word that the psalmist used to describe God is strength.
你本来是没有力量的，你是害怕的。
You are afraid, you have no strength.
你是颤抖的，你是没有力量去面对这个困难的。
You're trembling, you have no power to face your problems.
但是你因为躲在神里面。
Yet because you hide in the Lord.
你不靠自己，你也不靠别人。
You no longer depend on yourself, you no longer depend on others.
结果你发觉，你进去神里面，你就充电了，好像得到力量一样了。
You realize that once you have entered into the Lord, it seems that you have recharged your batteries and you are now full of strength.
好像你的手机用了一两天了，都没电了，都变红了，快0%。
It's like into your cell phone. You haven't recharged it for 2 days, and the battery has been drained.
再厉害的手机，你没有电也是等于废物。
No matter how good or how smart your cell phone is, without electricity, without power, it is useless.
你充电是要时间的。
To charge, it needs time.
一个人如果躲在神里面。
If a person hides in God,
他灵里面会源源不绝的充电。
Then spiritually, the person will be recharging nonstop.
充电的时候啊，手机会热嘛，对不对？
So when you charge a cell phone, you realize that there's heat produced.
因为这个能源进去了。Because
energy has entered into that device.
我们自己灵里面也感觉到了。And
spiritually, we can also feel the same.
有时候你参加讲习会一个礼拜，哇，参加完之后心里很火热。Sometimes
when you attend a seminar for a week, and after that seminar is over, you feel this fervency in your heart.
常常听道理，听完之后心里很火热。
And you feel this warmth in your heart because you have listened to the truth all week.
常常在家里祷告，你会感觉到灵里面真的有一种力量。
And if you pray to God every day, you will feel that indeed you have power in the strength, in the spirit.
这个时候虽然环境还没有改变，
Even though externally nothing has changed,
但是你已经不同了。
But you have changed.
你已经不怕了。
You're no longer afraid.
再来诗人用第三个字，帮助，神是我随时的，患难中随时的帮助。
Next, the third description of God is that He is a very present help in trouble.
诶，就是你发觉神帮你开路了。And
you realize that God has opened up a path for you.
你自己没有路了，但是神帮你开一条路。You
are at the end of your wits, but God has opened up a path for you.
这是因为神与你同在。This
is because God is with you.
所以这一篇的第一节就把这三个字形容神与我们的关系。
So the very first verse of this psalm has already given us three descriptions of God.
但是你要顺序按照这个顺序，这个箭头哈，来做，先进到神里面。
But you have to follow the order. First, you have to enter into God.
来充电得力量。
And then to recharge and gain strength.
最后，你又看到神帮助你。
And finally, the last thing you will see is a very present help in trouble.
但是得力量是要时间的。
However, to gain strength needs time.
你充电手机也要时间啊，你不可能一秒钟就充好啊。When
you charge your cell phone, it takes a period of time.
就算再快的快充，也是需要时间啊。And
regardless of how fast your phone can charge, it still requires time.
那你一直充的时候，一直拔，一直充，一直拔，一直充，一直用，你根本没充到啊。And
if you charge and use all the time, your phone hasn't really been fully charged.
你没有试过，你在充到一半说我要去用了，啊，要去把它用掉了。
And have you tried this before, that halfway through recharging your phone, you decided to unplug and use your cell phone?
停不下来啊。
Then your phone will never be full, so you cannot calm yourself down in that case.
我们一个礼拜啊，从礼拜天到礼拜四、礼拜五，整天都在放电，整天都在这个世界在跑。
And during a week, from Sunday to Saturday, for 5 days, we have been running around, not resting.
进入安息日，开始充电。
And when we enter into the Sabbath, we start recharging ourselves.
来到神面前,
we come before God.
再看第二节,
let's read verse 2.
诗篇46篇的第二节到第三节,
Psalm 46, 2 and 3. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea.
第三节,
3. Though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with a swelling, Selah.
这两节圣经是形容天地都会改变。
And these two verses tells us that even the earth will change.
真的，天地会改变。It
is true that the earth do change.
你以为山本来就在那边的，山可能本来在海底里面的。
You may think that a mountain may be where it is, but think about it, a mountain could be under sea.
你不相信啊，你读地理你就知道了。
If you don't believe me, study geography.
在最高的山上啊，你会找到贝壳的化石。
On the highest mountain, you will see fossils of seashells.
真的，这个你读地理你就知道。
It is true if you study geography.
曾经的高山曾经在海里面。
The mountains that you see today used to be under sea.
所以天地会改变呢。
So the earth will change.
有时候山会移动到海深呢，说不定啊。
And sometimes even mountains can disappear underwater.
在大地震的时候，哇，整个山头。还有包括房子移到另外一边去。
For example, during a major earthquake, sometimes the mountain and the land could slide into water.
大地震之后海啸，把整个城市都移平了。
And after a major earthquake, there would be tsunamis that could ruin the entire city.
有时候我们的人生啊，就好像遇到这种突如其来的巨变。
And sometimes our lives is just likened to this that we could encounter a major change.
你本来很稳定的，但是突然间被摇到海深了，海心了。
You may be very stable, and all of a sudden you find that you have been sliding into the waters.
比如说你工作很稳定，突然间老板说裁员，失业了。
For example, you think that you have a good job, but all of a sudden you could be laid off.
你本来很健康的，突然医生告诉你说哇，你得了非常重的病。
Or you think that you are very healthy, but your doctor may tell you that you have a terminal illness.
有时候家庭发生变故。
And sometimes there will be changes in our family as well.
所爱的人离开你。
Your loved ones have left you.
怎么办？
What do you do?
一般人来说啊，很容易会精神会崩溃。
Most people would suffer a mental breakdown.
因为他很害怕啊。
Because they are afraid.
没有盼望啊。
They lost their hope.
但是一个神的选民啊。
But as a chosen ones of God.
第三节说，虽然山水在翻腾，山在海上而颤抖。
Verse 3 says, though the waters roared and the mountains shake with the swelling,
我们却不害怕。
We are not afraid.
这种就是内在的力量。
This, we're not afraid because we have strength eternally.
就是安静当中得到非常大的力量。
That we have gained strength through our stillness.
这个世界一直在改变的。
The world keeps changing.
所以很多信徒的心呢，其实被世界抛高抛低。
And a lot of members, their hearts have gone up and down along with the trends of the world.
每天打开新闻都是不好的新闻。
And if you listen to the news every day, you find that it is all bad news.
真的，如果你没有靠近神，你的心不安静的话，你会越来越怕。
It is true that if you don't draw close to God, if your heart is not anywhere close to God, you will be afraid every day.
新闻看越多，你会越怕。
The more you watch the news, the more fearful you become.
第二，人越老就越会怕。
Second, the older you grow, the more fear you experience.
怕什么？怕死嘛。
What do you fear? You fear death.
当你看到你身边认识的一个一个去报道了，去排队了。
And when you see that the people around you have all lined up and start to report themselves to God.
以前你参加你长辈的丧礼。
In the past, you attend the funerals of your elders.
你感觉跟你自己很遥远。
You think that death is far away from you.
当你开始参加你同辈的丧礼，或是你的朋友的丧礼。
But when you start to attend funerals of your peers or people or your friends' funerals.
甚至比你年轻的人的丧礼。
Or you attend funerals for those who are younger than you.
你怕不怕？
Are you afraid?
所以很多人很怕参加丧礼。
And that is why a lot of people are afraid of attending funerals.
但是又不能不去。
Yet it is something that it is a must that they must do.
但是对于一个认识神的人，跟神很亲近的人，
for one who is close to God,
他遇到任何事情他不害怕。
They will not fear no matter what they encounter.
我们看箴言二十四篇。
Let's turn to Proverbs 24.
第十节。
Proverbs 24 verse 10.
箴言二十四篇第十节。
Proverbs 24 verse 10. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small.
这里说当你在患难的日子胆怯了。
So if you faint in the day of your adversity,
你的胆量就你的力量就小了。
Your strength is small.
我们刚刚说中年人怕，老年人怕，其实年轻人也很害怕。
Earlier we say that the middle-aged elders are afraid, but even the young ones are afraid.
因为现在的年轻人面对一个世界是他们没有办法想象，没有办法经历的。
Because the young ones today are going through a world that they could not imagine.
不知道未来会遇到什么事。
They don't know what they will encounter in the future.
是很多人呢，很多年轻人呢，怕躲在房间，躲在电脑背后，什么都不要，因为外面很可怕。
A lot of the young people these days are hiding behind their computers. They don't want to go out because they're afraid.
外面太可怕了。
The outside world is fearful.
但是圣经告诉我们，你当你里面有力量的时候。
But the Bible tells us that if you have strength from within,
你就不怕,
you will not be afraid.
但是如果你怕,
because if you're afraid, your strength is small.
好了，那为什么可以不怕？
Why is it that we can be unafraid?
关键到底在哪里？
Where does the key lie?
我们看诗篇46篇的第四节。
Let's turn to Psalms 46, verse 4.
诗篇46篇的第四节。
Psalms 46, verse 4. Verse 4, there is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High.
这里说本来山啊,海啊,都在动啊,都在翻腾啊。
And it says here that the waters roar, the mountains shake.
为什么有人可以不怕呢?
Why is it that some are not afraid?
这个是反常的嘛,怎么可能不怕?
This is unexpected. How could one not be afraid?
原来关键就在这里。
The key lies here.
原来一个人如果在神的城里面，在神的圣所里面，他就可以有平安。
A person shall find peace in the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High.
哪里就是神的城？
Where is the city of God?
哪里是神的圣所？
Where is the tabernacle of God?
神的真教会啊！
It is the true church of God.
你跟神很亲近，你常常在神的教会里面聚会、灵修、团契。
If you're close to God, you often draw close to God by having fellowship, by praying and attending services.
你有困难，你都来教会祷告。
And if you encounter problems, you come to church to pray.
你的害怕、惧怕会减小。
Then your fear would diminish.
但是更重要的是, 神的圣所有什么?
More importantly, what is there in the tabernacle of God?
神的圣所有一条河啊。
In the tabernacle or in the holy place of God, there is a river.
这条河的分叉使神的城欢喜。
And there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God.
哇，这个很宝贵啊。
This is very precious.
当初在伊甸园里面有一条河。
In the Garden of Eden, there was a river.
这是生命河。
That is the river of life.
它在流出，在一条河，生命河在流出几条河。
And from this one river, there shall be streams from it.
这个是个预表。
This is a prefiguration.
伊甸园预表神的真教会。
The Garden of Eden represents, or rather, prefigures the true church of God.
为什么伊甸园里面有生命？
Why is it there is life in the Garden of Eden?
因为有生命河啊。
Because there is the river of life.
为什么今天我们在真教会有属灵的生命？
Why is it that today in the true Jesus Church we have spiritual life?
我们不用害怕。
And we do not have to fear.
这条河代表什么？
What does this river represent?
这条河都代表圣灵的同在。
This river represents the abundance of the Holy Spirit.
这是活水的江河。
It is a river of living water.
看约翰7章37节。
Let's turn to Gospel John chapter 7, verse 37.
约翰7章37节。
John chapter 7, verse 37.
7章37节。
Verse 37. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
38节。
38. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
39节。
39. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him will receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
所以说这里解释了，当你口渴的时候，你要去哪里？
Here it has explained to us that when we are thirsty, where should we go?
要去耶稣那边。
We should go to Jesus.
耶稣可以给你什么?
What would Jesus give us?
可以给你从腹中流出活水的江河来。
He will give us out of our heart rivers of living water.
这个就是指着圣灵。
This refers to the Holy Spirit.
所以说讲的时候，门徒还没有领受圣灵，所以不太了解主耶稣讲什么。
When Jesus spoke this, his disciples could not understand because the Spirit was not yet given.
但是五旬节那一天，圣灵就大降。
On the day of the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended on them.
哇，得圣灵充满，说出灵言。
And they were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to prophesy.
真的，好像。 腹中流出一条河一样啊！
Sorry, they were filled with the Holy Spirit and they began to speak in tongue. Indeed, out of their heart flew rivers of living water.
当你被圣灵充满的时候，好像那个水啊、活水啊从里面涌出来一样。
So when you're filled with the Holy Spirit, it's likened to have water flowing out of you.
譬如说，你本来很忧虑、很担心的。
For example, you were anxious, you were sorrowful.
你就跪下去好好祷告。
You knelt down to pray.
你一担心，你就祷告。
Once you worry, you kneel down to pray.
祷告都累就休息。
And when you're tired, you rest.
再担心你再祷告。
And you become worried again, you pray again.
求圣灵充满你。
You pray for the Holy Spirit to fill you.
这个圣灵哦，好像活水一样，会把你的忧虑冲走。
And the Holy Spirit is likened to living water. It will wash away your sorrow.
水流得很快啊，脏东西就留不住。
And water flows very fast, and it will wash away all the dirty things.
比如说你心里的很多杂念，很多不好的意念。
For example, there are a lot of strange thoughts in you.
世界的东西看太多了。
Because you have been filled with the things of the world.
好好祷告。
Pray well.
安静下来。
Calm yourself down.
少看一些世界的东西。
Watch less of the world.
圣灵叫做活水，把你的心冲干净。
The Holy Spirit will be likened to living water, cleaning your heart.
那如果你还有遇到很大的困难的时候，
If you encounter a major problem,
更要靠圣灵。
Then you should depend on the Holy Spirit even more.
有个姐妹快要开刀了。
There was a sister who was about to undergo a surgery.
她很担心的。
She was worried.
但是她开刀之前， 花很多时间在家里自己好好祷告。
Before her surgery, she spent a lot of time praying at home.
祷告到圣灵很充满。
And she was filled with the Holy Spirit.
就是好像把她心里面的石头啊拿走了。
It is as if that our Lord Jesus has lifted the rock that is in her.
她开刀进去之前完全不担心。
And when she went into the operating room, she did not worry at all.
哇，开刀的时候还看到异象，看到荣光。 非常的漂亮。
And during the surgery, she saw a vision. She saw the glorious light of God. It was beautiful.
看到自己很年轻。
And she saw a younger version of herself.
她心中很平静。
And she felt peace at heart.
感谢神带领，手术也很顺利。
And she thanked God for guiding her. The surgery went well.
这个就是神的城，有神的河在里面。
And this is what is meant by, in the city of God, there is the river of God.
但是你这条河有没有让它涌流出来啊？
Have you allowed this river to flow out of your heart?
很多弟兄姐妹有圣灵了，但是不好好去祷告。
A lot of brothers and sisters have the Holy Spirit, but do not pray well.
所以那个河水啊，涌不出来啊。
And that is why the water could not gush out.
没有办法专心，没有办法认真深入的去祷告。
They were not able to focus on their prayers to pray deeply.
所以当然啊，你遇到事情，你当然会害怕。
And that is why when they encounter problems, they experience fear.
所以当一个人被圣灵充满。
So when a person has been filled with the Holy Spirit,
这条河使神的城喜乐。
This river will bring joy to the city of God.
那我们再来看诗篇46篇的第五节。
Let's turn back to Psalms 46, verse 5.
46篇的第五节。
Psalm 46, verse 5.
46篇的第五节,
Psalm 46, verse 5. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn.
这里说啊, 神在其中, 城必不动摇。
God is in the midst of the city, and the city shall not be moved.
这是什么意思啊?
What does it mean?
这是神的城嘛?
This is the city of God.
这是神的城，是不是不会被风雨侵袭呢？
And does that mean that the city of God will not go through storms?
不是的。
No.
神的城一样会被风雨摇摆。
The city of God will be blown by tempests and storms.
第二节，地会改变，有时候水也会翻腾。
Just like unto verse 2, that the earth will be moved and the mountains will be carried into the sea.
这里是指神的城啊。
This here, but this particular verse refers to the city of God.
教会是神的家，是神的城。
The church is the house of God, is the city of God.
教会是一个躲避风雨的地方。
And the church is a refuge from storms and tempests.
有时候教会本身也会遇到风浪风雨。
At times, the church itself would experience the tempests and the storms.
有时候教会里面就有风雨。
What I mean is, inside the church, there will be storms and tempests.
但是无论教会里面风雨有多大。
But regardless of how great or how powerful the tempests and the storms are within the church,
人有人的地方就有风波嘛。
So where there are humans, there are problems.
我们有句话叫茶杯里的风波。
There is a saying, there is a description called a storm within a teacup.
有时候这个杯子那么小，但是里面起风波啊。
And a teacup is so small, yet there's a storm brewing in it.
只要有一个人以上的地方就会有风波。
If there is more than one person in a place, there will always be a storm.
自己跟自己吵不起来，对不对？ 你就要至少两个人。
One person cannot argue with himself. You need at least two people to argue.
那教会几百人。
And there are hundreds of people in the church.
你一个家庭有时候都有好多风波。
And even within one small family, there will be multiple storms going on at the same time.
有时候爸爸跟妈妈不好，孩子跟父母不好。
Sometimes the relationship between the father and mother are not good, or the relationship between the children and the parents are not good.
公公婆婆跟媳妇不好。
Or the relationship between the in-laws are not good.
这教会那么那么多家庭。
And there are so many families in the church.
当然有风波的可能。
And of course, there will be opportunities for the storms eternally.
但是我们不用怕。
But let us not be afraid.
第五节非常的安慰，非常的鼓舞。
And verse 5 is great encouragement to all of us.
这跟别的地方不一样。
This is where we differ from the others.
别的地方，别的团体有风波，可能会打沉这只船了，可能是分裂这个团体了。
In other organizations, if they have internal storms, perhaps the entire ship would sink.
可是神的真教会不一样。
But the true church of God is different.
有时候会遇到风雨。
Yes, we will face or we will encounter storms.
但是不用怕。
But we do not have to be afraid.
因为神在教会里面，神在城里面。
Because God is in the city, God is in the church.
城是不会动摇的。
And the church, the city shall not be moved.
是会遇到一些震撼，遇到一些冲击，但是不会整个倒的，不会完全被拿走的。
And yes, we may be shaken, but we will not be moved.
这里说到天一亮。
It says at the break of dawn.
这是黑暗之前呢。
That is just prior.
我们天亮之前就是黑暗了。
That is darkness before the breaking of the day.
有时候教会会遇到一些黑暗时期。
And sometimes the church do go through a period of darkness.
是内部的问题，软弱一大堆啊。
And there may be internal problems, weaknesses in the church.
动摇了，人的信心都软弱了。
That the faith of the members begin to shake.
聚会的人变少了。
There are less people coming to church.
爱心冷淡了。
The love has grown cold.
但是我们不要对教会失去信心。
But let us not lose our faith in the church.
到天一亮。
At the break of dawn,
神的时候到了。
The time of God has arrived.
神自己出手。
God will stretch out His hand.
神会帮助这城。
God will help the city.
感谢主，真教会已经一百多年了。
We thank God, our true church have a history of over 100 years.
世界各地六十几个国家。
And we have church established in over 60 countries around the world.
不要说别人，就是我们温哥华就好。
And just referring to us, Vancouver Church.
从九十年代初有人来这边建立教会。
From the 90s, we have people coming here to establish a church.
1994年买了这个会堂。
This chapel was purchased in 1994.
快30年了。
Almost 30 years.
我们经历过多少的风风雨雨。
And how much tempests and storms we have experienced throughout that period.
有时候是八级的风暴啊，龙卷风啊，台风啊，什么都有过。
And sometimes the winds that blows in the church are as strong as a typhoon.
但是神还是在中间。
But God is still among us.
神没有离开过。
God has never left us.
黑暗过后，神要起来帮助这城。
When the darkness is over, God will stretch out His hand to help the city.
有时候想啊，不是神帮助啊，教会不晓得变什么样子。
If you think about it, if it's not for God, what would the church become?
有时候不是神保守，我们的信心怎么可能保守住？
If it were not for the preservation of God, who will keep our faith?
但是真的是保守住。
Yet our faith has been preserved.
只要你对神有信实的心。
As long as you have steadfast faith in God.
再大的风，再大的地震，都打倒不了你。
No matter how strong the winds, no matter how strong the earthquake, you will not be moved.
因为真教会还是有神的地方啊。
Because in true church, we have God.
有一个人这样说啊。
There was one person who said this.
如果不是真教会有神，我早就走了。
If God is not in the true church, I would have left the church a long time ago.
我们有时候看到人很多的软弱。
And we see sometimes the weaknesses of men.
但是他看到神的同在。
Yet this person saw the abundance of God.
真教会就算软弱的时候，也有神的同在。
And even in the times of weaknesses of the true church, we still have the abundance of God.
神真的是在这里。
And God is indeed here with us.
神一出手，大家知道了。
And when God stretched out His hand, everyone knows.
怕神，他怕神。
Because everyone is afraid of God.
所以他说，哎呀，这里有神，我不能走。
And that is why that person said, "Here is where God is, therefore I cannot leave."
我们记住一点，真教会真的有神。
Remember this point that in the true church, God is there.
不要自己乱来。
So let us not do foolish things.
我们要敬畏神的心。
We should have a heart of reverence for God.
我们看以弗所书一章二十三节。
Listen to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23.
以弗所书一章二十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23.
这里说，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
这里刚刚我们读过嘛, 神在其中嘛, 这个城必不动摇啊。
And we have read earlier that God is among us, therefore the city shall not be moved.
那这保罗讲的是一样啊, 教会是耶稣的身体啊, 这充满万有者都充满的。
And what Paul saying here is the same, that God is the one who fills all in all.
这里充满什么? 主耶稣基督。
And what is it filling with? The Lord Jesus Christ.
就算这个会堂剩只有两个人在聚会,
Even if there's only two people left in the church,
主耶稣还是充满这里。
Lord Jesus will still fill this place.
因为这是神的教会。
Because this is the church of God.
所以我们的眼目要看神。
And that is why we have to fix our eyes on Jesus.
真教会真的有神, 你不要看别人。
And in the true church, there is indeed the abundance of God. Let us not take our focus away from God.
你看别人, 你一定倒。
Because if you remove your focus away from God, you shall definitely fall.
你注目在神身上, 绝对不会倒。
If you focus on God, you will not fall.
我们看回来诗篇46篇的第六节。
Let us turn back to Psalms 46, verse 6.
诗篇46篇的第六节。
Psalms 46, verse 6.
外邦喧嚷，列国动摇，神发声，地变融化。
The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted.
这些解释讲啊, 神的教会, 这是神的城啊, 有时候会受到魔鬼的攻击啊。
It says, what it's describing here is that times, the city of God or the church of God will be under attack from Satan.
这也是外邦, 外邦是什么? 这是不信神的人啊。
Nation, the nations, what does it refer to? Refers to those who do not believe in God.
列国,这是别的国度啊。
Kingdoms, that is other kingdoms.
当然以色列国在古代的时候受到很多的国家的攻击。
And of course, the kingdom of Israel in the ancient, in the olden days, they were under attack by its neighbors.
但是这个是指着属灵的。
But here, it refers to the spiritual.
属灵的以色列就是真教会。
The spiritual Israel, which is the true church.
圣经说魔鬼就是掌控整个全地的列国。
And the Bible tells us that the devil is in control of the nations of the world.
他是灵界里面的这个首领, 空中掌权者的首领。
He is the one who controls everything on earth.
所以有时候你看到教会里面的问题,
So sometimes when you see the problems in the church,
表面上好像人与人之间的问题,
Superficially, it seems to be interpersonal problems.
或是同工不和, 同工之间的问题,
Or disharmony among workers.
其实, 背后就是灵界的问题。
But behind the issue, it is a spiritual problem.
魔鬼要破坏教会啊。
Because Satan wants to destroy the church.
引起信徒之间的不和。
And he wants to cause dissensions among the members.
引起同工之间的嫉妒。
And he wants members to be jealous of one another.
让大家喧嚷啊, 让他们动摇啊。
And so that everyone will be moved and shaken.
这个就是魔鬼的攻击。
This is attacks from Satan.
灵界的骚扰。
Spiritual annoyance.
有时候夫妻也是一样, 你看夫妻怎么那么多问题?
And you take a look at a couple, sometimes a couple could experience a lot of problems.
当然是有沟通的问题, 其他的问题。
Of course, there could be communication breakdowns and other problems.
但是为什么会给魔鬼留地步?
But why is it they have left a foothold for Satan?
因为自己软弱啊, 给魔鬼留的地步啊。
It is because they are weak and they have left a foothold for Satan.
魔鬼用你的软弱来攻击你啊, 兴起你家里的战争啊。
And Satan has used your weakness against you.
所以一定会有攻击的, 要准备好。
And that is why we have to be prepared, or we will be under attack.
那末世的真教会会面临属灵上大征战、大攻击。
And in the end times, the true church of God will be under attack.
我们看启示录十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Revelation.
第七节。
Chapter 7.
启示录十二章七节。 十二章七到八节。
Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 and verse 8.
这里说在天上都有了征战，米迦勒同他的使者与龙征战，龙也同他的使者去征战。
7, and war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought.
这里启示录，约翰在灵界看到有征战了。
Here John saw a vision, saw a spiritual vision that in the vision he saw a war.
这个天上不是指外太空啊。
This heaven is not referring to outer space.
是指的灵界。
It refers to the spiritual realm.
是指在真教会里面。
It refers to the true church.
真教会里面我们都是在地，但是其实我们是在属灵的。
Because in the true church, it seems that we are on earth, but we are actually in heaven.
我们是要得救的，我们也要救人灵魂的。
We are the ones who will be saved, but we are out there to save souls.
这个叫神的城，是在天上来的耶路撒冷。
This is the city of God. It is the Jerusalem in heaven.
但是主要说，主耶稣来之前 ，the war 这个战争会 broke out 会打开。
But prior to the coming of our Lord, there will be a war breaking out.
当然了，魔鬼怎么样甘心看到你们去救人呢？
And of course, how could Satan stand by and watch us saving souls?
那怎么看，想看到你们得救啊？
How could he stand by and watch us being saved?
他一定是在神的城里面兴风作浪。
And that is why he will, of course, cause dissensions in the city of God.
这里龙就代表魔鬼。
Here the dragon refers to the devil.
但是不是只有一个魔鬼啊，龙只是那个头头而已，它还有很多小鬼，还有很多它的使者。
And there's not only one evil spirit. The dragon is the head, but he has angels by him.
很多啊，很多鬼啊，多到你数不到啊。
There are many devils and evil spirits.
教会里面很多鬼啊。
In the church, there are a lot of the evil spirits.
你坐在这边，鬼也盯着你啊。
When you're sitting down here, even the evil spirits are staring at you.
坐这边不听道理，就打瞌睡。
Because if you're sitting here and you're dozing off, then it is the spirit of dozing off
that's
attacking you.
在玩手机，手机鬼就盯着你。
And if you're sitting here, you're not listening to a sermon but playing with your cell phone, and it is the spirit, evil spirit of the cell phone that is attacking you.
听那么多道理，但心中还是恨人，不饶恕，这个恨鬼就盯着你。
And you have listened to so many sermons, so many truths, but there's still hatred in you. Therefore, the spirit of hatred is attacking you.
今天呢，魔鬼啊，都在捆绑信徒啊，要抓信徒。
It is true that the devil.
你不知道啊。
The devil is constantly attacking you, binding you, except that we are ignorant of it.
聚会都在征战，你知道吗？
Even during services, there are spiritual wars being fought.
你都不来了，魔鬼已经把你锁在家里了。不来了，当然那个已经属于他的。你来这边还是在征战。
And of course, if you're staying at home, then you're already under the control of the devil. But if you come here, you will be fighting a battle.
来到这边呢，你看到人的人际的问题了，哇，灰心了。哎，魔鬼也是把你拉走了。
And if you come to church and you see the problems, interpersonal problems, and you become disappointed, then you have now. You are now under the control of Satan.
或者是你听不进道理，你心里面不顺服道理。
Or that you refuse to submit to the sermon that you have heard, or you refuse to submit to the truth.
你自己对道理有别的想法，你不顺服得救的真理，基本要信仰的道理。
You have your own views on the truth. You refuse to submit to the truth of God.
这争战呢？
Then there is a battle going on.
靠我们自己是绝对赢不了啊。
And if we rely on ourselves, we will never win this battle.
但是圣经说，神派天使长，米迦勒，这是天使最大的天使长。
But it says here that God has sent Michael, the archangel.
很有力量的，打仗的天使。米迦勒这是打仗的天使。
Michael is an angel of warfare.
临战的天使。
And he is a warrior. A warrior of the spiritual battle.
如果你在打灵战，你知道你自己是打灵战，你迫切的祷告，主耶稣会派米迦勒来加你一臂之力。
If you know that you're fighting a spiritual battle, you should pray fervently because God will send Michael to help you.
但是如果你自己被龙掐住了，唰，被拉住了，你都不知道，哈，这没救了。
However, if you're being captured by the dragon without even realizing it, then there is no hope for you.
你知道你被龙快要抓走了。
If you know that you're about to be captured by the dragon,
你祷告。
Pray.
主耶稣派米迦勒来解救你，给你力量。
Because God will send Michael to save you, to deliver you.
第八节啊，这里说了，并没有得胜嘛，就是龙啊，绝对打不过米迦勒，绝不打不过主耶稣。
And verse 8 says, but they did not prevail, which means that the dragon and his angels would never overcome Michael and his angels.
再没有他的地方。
Because there is no place in heaven for the dragon.
只要你愿意靠神，龙在你身上绝对不会有力量把你抓走。
As long as you're willing to rely on God and be close to God, then the dragon will never be able to capture you.
真教会在末世会遇到很大的征战。
And the true church in the end times will encounter a warfare.
但是很多人呢，被龙抓走自己都不知道。
However, a lot of people have been captured by the dragon without realizing it.
没有靠神的心。
They don't have a heart to rely on God.
那个龙有什么方法来抓走信徒？
And how did the dragon capture the members?
我们来看启示录12章的第9节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12, verse 9.
12章第9节。
Chapter 12, verse 9. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
这个龙啊，就是魔鬼啊，也叫大蛇啊，他有一招很厉害。第一招叫做迷惑。
And here, the great dragon, also called the serpent of old, deceives the whole world.
这是骗你的。
That he lies to you.
我们知道变魔术很好看嘛，魔术哇那么厉害，啊其实都是骗的嘛。
We all understand that magic shows are wonderful and very entertaining, but everything is fake.
对啊，魔鬼啊，就向全世界最会变魔术了，所以叫做魔术嘛，这个叫魔术啊，假的嘛。
And the devil, Satan, is the greatest magician of all.
把你变全世界的荣华富贵给你看。
And he will show you all the glories of the world.
哇，你看到了，被迷惑了，根本不想聚会，不想进天国，不想属灵的东西啊。
And when you see this, you lost yourself in it, and you don't want to come to church. You don't want to believe in God anymore.
整天泡在网上，你什么都不要做了。
And all day you start surfing the web and not do anything.
我看到有信徒啊，来到教会哦，中毒了一样，那个大 iPad 拿出来，真的从进来那一刻到走那一刻，吃饭，不要说聚会的时候，吃饭的时候，喝茶的时候。 那个iPad哦，停不了，一直摸，一直摸，一直摸。
And I sometimes see members when they come to church, they have been entrenched to their iPad. The moment they come into the church, they take out their giant iPad and start flipping through it. When they were having meals, when they were drinking tea, they will also be flipping through the iPad.
这个是表面的。This
is just superficial.
有一些信徒呢是被世界的潮流所迷惑了。
And then there will be members who are enticed by the trends of the world.
哇，世界的东西好美，我要去追求它。
The things of this world are beautiful. I want to follow them.
有一些信徒呢，是被世界的哲学思想迷惑了。
And there are some people who are enticed by the philosophies or the schools of thoughts of the world.
他们觉得同性恋也很好啊，自由啊，人权啊，为什么不给人家？
And they think that homosexuality is good. It is human rights. Why can't we grant it to them?
爱情啊，怎么不给人家？
It is love. Why can't we just give it to them?
你都不看圣经，不读真理，哦，那个思想被改变了，被迷惑了。
They don't read the Bible. They don't understand the truth, and they have been influenced by the thoughts of the world.
有一些的真理上被迷惑。
And some people or some members have been deceived.
每个教会都一样啊。
Every church is the same.
都很好啊，都信耶稣啊。
Every church is wonderful. They all believe in Jesus.
为什么要相信独一真教会？
Why do we have to believe in the one true church?
哇，人的思想。
The thoughts of humans.
逻辑。
The logics.
不看圣经。 不相信圣经，不顺服真理。
They don't read the Bible. They don't believe the Bible. They don't submit to the truth.
魔鬼最会似是而非啊。
And the devil is very good at being, by providing half truth.
其实一般的真理也不是真理。A
half truth is not a complete truth.
魔鬼最会让你听了好像很有道理，其实根本不是道理。And
the devil can entice you to think that what you're listening to is very reasonable, but in fact, it's not.
所以如果一个人常常会讲一些似是而非的东西，要很小心。
So if someone were to tell you half truth, you should be watchful and be alert.
相信那些似是而非的道理，你会要小心。Because
if you believe in them, you will be deceived.
但是魔鬼还有另外一招。There
is another tactic that the devil uses.
魔鬼喜欢什么？What
does the devil like?
魔鬼喜欢控告人。
He likes to accuse others.
我们看十二章十节，启示录十二章第十节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 12, verse 10.
十二章第十节。
Chapter 12, verse 10. Then I heard a loud voice say in heaven, "Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of His Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down."
原来魔鬼还有另外很喜欢做的、很有用的，就整天在控告。
And in fact, there is another thing that the devil likes to do, that is to accuse.
控告谁?
Accuse who?
魔鬼在控告神的选民。
The devil is accusing the people of God.
他不用休息的，二十四小时，一天一个礼拜七天，一年365天，整天在控告我们。
The devil does not need any rest for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. He would constantly be accusing us.
那为什么那么多人、那么多信徒被控告？
And why is it that so many members have been accused by him?
有两种情况。
Two reasons.
第一种情况就是我们自己本身有罪。
First is that we ourselves carry sin.
我们自己不小心犯了罪。
That we have unknowingly committed sin.
有软弱。
We have weakness.
当魔鬼在神面前控告我们啊。
And that is why the devil accuses us before God.
跟神说，神啊，你用他，你这种人用他。
he would be saying to God, God, how could you be using these people?
他私底下做了什么，想了什么，看了什么？
Do you know what he has done in secret, what he was thinking in secret?
他里面心里面装了什么？
Do you know what is in his heart?
魔鬼都知道我们心里面装什么。
The devil knows what is going on in our heart.
他不用打开你的手机密码才看到里面用什么。
He does not need your password to. He does not need the password to your cell phone to know what your cell phone contains.
他直接进到你头脑里面最深的地方。
He would directly enter into your brain to find out what you're thinking.
你不饶恕，你恨人，魔鬼知道。
If you do not forgive and you hate others, the devil knows.
他跟神说，他跟我一样啊，你为什么用他？他是你的孩子吗？他跟我一样耶。
The devil would be telling God, he is just like me.
神啊，他说谎哎。
And God, he lied.
他跟我一样哎，你怎么可以救他？
He is just like me, so how can you save him?
他整天骂人哎，骂脏话哎。
He's constantly cursing using coarse languages.
你怎么可以给他去天国？
So how can you let him enter into heaven?
我都没有去天国了，他怎么可以去？
If I can't go into heaven, why can he go into heaven?
你都不救我了，你为什么救他？
If you do not save me, why do you save him?
你自己犯罪就是被控告。
If you have committed a sin, you will be accused.
哇，魔鬼很厉害，整天控告我们。
And this is how powerful Satan is.
第二种情况，魔鬼控告吗？
And the second situation that Satan would accuse us.
就算我们很完全,
even if we are perfect.
好像约伯一样,
likened to Job.
撒旦也是控告他,
Satan still accuses Job.
他跟神说啊, 你对他那么好, 他当然听你的话。
And Satan said to God, you are so good to Job, of course he would follow you.
你把保护罩拿走了, 他马上当面拒绝你。
And if you take away his protection, Job would desert you in a second.
所以这个魔鬼啊, 好的也控告, 不好的也控告。
So the devil will accuse those who are good, the devil also accuses those who are bad.
因为他本身就是一个控告者。
Because he is the accuser.
这个很小心哦, 魔鬼的本性就是喜欢告人。
So be mindful.
告状。
Be mindful that the nature of God, of devil is to accuse.
不是好意的控告, 不是为了执行公义的控告。
He accused you not for the sake of justice.
跟那个警察局的检控官不一样。
So it is very different from the legal counsels in the police station
or in
the justice system.
那个是为了要把罪人下到监牢里面。
And those people are there to put the evil people away.
魔鬼的控告是罪恶的，是恶意的。
The accusations of Satan is for evil purposes.
因为他的本性就是这样。
Because that is his nature.
所以我们今天很小心。So
let us be careful today.
如果我们很喜欢控告人。
If you like to accuse others.
很喜欢指责人。
You like to point your fingers at others.
很喜欢论断人。
You like to judge others.
很喜欢在神面前控告谁，或者是在教会面前讲别人这个怎么样，我们要非常小心。
You like to accuse others before God. You should be extremely careful.
可能是被魔鬼利用了。
You may have been used by Satan.
但是不用怕。
But fear not.
我们刚刚说了，神在城里面了。
We have mentioned earlier that God is in the city.
魔鬼要迷惑你，怎么办？
If the devil is to entice you, what do you do?
马太福音26章。
Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音26章。
Matthew chapter 26.
40节。
Verse 40.
马太福音26章40节。
Matthew chapter 26, verse 40. Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, "What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour?"
这是41节。
41. Watch and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak.
这里有主耶稣跟门徒。
Here there's Jesus and his disciples.
门徒被迷惑了。
The disciples have been tempted.
其实他们睡着不是因为他们很累而已。
They fell asleep not because they were tired.
主耶稣也累啊，为什么主耶稣没睡？
Jesus was tired too. How come he was not sleeping?
因为主耶稣很警醒啊，他知道这个时候是打仗的时候，不能睡啊。
Because Jesus was alert. He knew that that there's a warfare going on.
门徒很放松啊，根本不觉得是一个问题。
And the disciples were very relaxed, not realizing that they are fighting a battle.
灵里面，当你不觉得是问题的时候，就是大问题了。
In spirit, if you feel that there is no problem, then there is a big problem.
所以魔鬼想要迷惑你。
So when the devil wants to tempt you,
就是让你很放松。
It is the time that he wants you to feel relaxed.
祷告也很放松，几分钟你就祷告都睡着了。
To feel very relaxed when you pray, you may pray for a couple of minutes and you fall asleep.
聚会也很放松，最好在家里听更放松。
You feel very relaxed attending services or listen to sermons, especially at home.
听到睡着。
You will listen and fall asleep.
没有。 没有过灵修的生活。
You have not led a life of spiritual nurturing.
但是主耶稣怎么样来得胜这个迷惑？
And how did Jesus overcome this temptation?
警醒祷告。
He was alert and he prayed.
迷惑越大，越要警醒。
The greater the temptation, the more alert you should be.
教会属灵征战越大，大家要更要迫切祷告。
Because there is because the church is undergoing a greater battle.
神在中间。只要警醒祷告，绝对不用怕。
If God is among us, as long as God is among us, we should not be afraid.
那么魔鬼的控告呢？怎么对付他
？So how do we deal with the accusations of Satan?
我们不用怕，就算魔鬼控告我们，有主耶稣。
Fear not. If Satan is accusing you, we have our Lord Jesus with us.
我们看罗马书八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章三十三节。
Romans chapter 8 verse 33.
八章三十三节。
Chapter 8, verse 33. Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies.
三十四节。
34. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen. Who is even at the right hand of God who also makes intercession for us?
这里告诉我们，主耶稣怎么样来得胜魔鬼的控告。
So it tells us how our Lord Jesus overcome the accusations of Satan.
我们刚刚讲过了，魔鬼的本性就是要控告人。
We already mentioned earlier that the nature of Satan is to accuse us.
主耶稣的本性就是爱，就是要赦免人。
The nature of Jesus is to love and to forgive.
所以主耶稣一定得胜的。
And that is why our Lord Jesus will be victorious.
主耶稣为我们死了。
Our Lord Jesus died for us.
从死里复活了。
He was risen from the dead.
还为我们祈求啊。
And he still intercedes on our behalf.
所以主耶稣用宝血、用祈求、用复活得胜控告。
So the Lord Jesus overcomes Satan with his blood, with his intercessions, and being risen.
虽然我们天天被魔鬼控告。
Even though we are accused by Satan every day.
但是只要我们跪下去祷告。
As long as we kneel down to pray.
赦免我的罪。
Lord, please forgive my sins.
你的宝血天天洁净我。
May your blood cleanse me every day.
魔鬼的控告就站不住了。
Then the accusations of Satan will not stand before God.
神的主耶稣会出来说：“我已经为他死了，宝血已经给他了，你控告什么？”
Because our Lord Jesus will come out and say, "I have died on his behalf. My blood has washed away his sins. What is there to accuse him?"
你的控告站立不住。
Your accusations will not stand.
主耶稣会帮助我的。
Our Lord Jesus will help us.
所以神在其中。
Because God is among us.
城必不动摇。
And the city shall not move.
有人迷惑你。
If someone were to tempt you,
有人控告你。
If someone were to accuse you,
神在其中。
God is among us.
所以我们要休息，我们要安静，要知道谁是神。
And that is why we have to be still to know who is God.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
382首。
Hymn number 382.